A chemical bloom left over from a Dartmouth hazardous waste burial site is now moving toward a Hanover neighborhood. BPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more on how the chemical waste got into the groundwater in the first place and the family whose land has been contaminated.
When Debbie Higgins wants a glass of water in her home, she passes her sink and heads to a cooler of water provided by Dartmouth College.
And this is the water we use for brushing our teeth, for drinking, for washing fruits and vegetables, for cooking.
It's been like this since last September, when Dartmouth notified Debbie and her husband, Richard Higgins, that 1,4-dioxane, a probable carcinogen, had contaminated their water. A chemical plume had moved downhill from a burial site about 800 feet away. Richard Higgins hikes up the steep, marshy hill towards Rennie Farm. In the 1960s and 70s, it was a burial ground for lab animals, human tissue, fetuses, and radioactive materials used for research. This, according to Dartmouth Medical School records. The plot is about half an acre. Dartmouth tried to sell the property in 2011 and planned to clean up the site. The company hired by Dartmouth to excavate Rennie Farm reported finding rusted cans filled with deep purple chemical liquid, smelling of solvents, leaked into the ground, discoloring the soil. The digging also revealed animal carcasses were buried deeper than records showed and in layers throughout the site. Further sampling found 1,4-dioxane and a handful of radionuclides had seeped into the groundwater.
This is the hillside of drilled sampling wells.
Dartmouth set up test wells on their property to see if the contamination had moved. It had. The New Hampshire state limit for 1,4-dioxane in drinking water is 3 parts per billion. Richard Higgins points out one of the wells, about a football field away from his property.
In July of 2015, Dartmouth had a reading in this well at 520 parts per billion.
That's hundreds of times the state limit. 2 months later, Dartmouth told the Higgins to stop drinking the water. But Debbie Higgins had already experienced unexplainable symptoms.
I was having some vertigo. It felt like water was in my left ear constantly. And every time I tipped my head up, I would get dizzy. So when I went for my yearly exam, I mentioned that to my doctor and she looked at my ear like there's nothing clogging it up. She sees nothing in there. When we started drinking the bottled water, within 2 weeks, I had absolutely no symptoms whatsoever, and I haven't had any since.
Both Debbie and Richard Higgins report other short-term health problems. Hair loss, skin peeling in their mouths, open sores between their fingers. Their dog was urinating blood. It all stopped when the bottled water came. But the Higgins call themselves the human guinea pigs on the possible long-term health effects of 1,4-dioxane.
We're worried that there is going to be long-term health effects because we had short-term health effects. So, yeah, it worries us a lot, you know, and there's not a lot that we can do about it.
The Higgins have tried to relocate, but realtors say contaminated land in Hanover is unsaleable. To complicate matters, Debbie Higgins is wheelchair-bound and needs to live in a handicap-accessible home. At her office, several miles away, Ellen Arnold is the director of real estate at Dartmouth College. She's been involved in the Rennie Farm case for several years and says selling contaminated property has not been difficult in her experience.
Simply being adjacent to or even having contamination on your property, it will have an impact on value, but those properties are used all the time and are sold all the time. But we are doing everything we can to make sure that the contamination stays on our property and shouldn't impact anyone else's.
Dartmouth has been in ongoing mediation with the Higgins. Arnold declined to comment on the Higgins case specifically. The college has already invested $5 million into the site cleanup. Arnold says Dartmouth has the same goal as those living near the burial site.
Our concerns are exactly the same as those of the neighbors, and our goal is exactly the same as theirs, to make sure that this site is clean and doesn't present a safety risk.
Now, separately from the Higgins, other area residents are asking Dartmouth to do more. New test wells are being set up past the Higgins house in the direction that the plume is likely heading. It is still unknown if other neighbors in the area are drinking the probable carcinogen. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.